In this bulletin, a Tamil refugee family lose their appeal to stay in Australia. The Northern Territory's Minister of Aboriginal Affairs dumped after criticising his own government. And Steve Smith banned from the Bangladesh Premier League 2020 tournament. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A Tamil refugee family who were living in the small Queensland town of Bilawila have lost their appeal to stay in Australia. The family is being detained at an immigration detention centre in Melbourne after they were removed from their home after the mother's bridging visa expired. They made an 11th-hour appeal to the federal court to stay in the country in August after the federal government ruled that they couldn't stay. Federal Court Justice John Middleton today handed down his judgment dismissing their application, but he's ordered the family not be removed until February the 1st. Arun Mayavaganam from the Tamil Refugee Council has condemned the news.
I've been involved in this case from day one and I'm really disappointed with the outcome. While we went through the appeal at the federal court, we always knew it was an uphill battle. The fast-track process has been set to fail asylum seekers, particularly Tamil asylum seekers. 9 out of the 10 cases are getting rejected at the fast-track through the fast-track process when it comes to Tamils.
The Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, has sacked one of his own ministers who'd criticised him and the Territory's government. Ken Vowles has been stripped of his two portfolios of Aboriginal Affairs and Primary Industry and Resources. Mr. Vowles had been speaking out about the Territory Government's handling of its economic crisis. Labor says it's concerned by reports that Australia has been caught up by a global Chinese cyber attack. Two Chinese nationals have been charged for their alleged links to the hacking, which the US Department of Justice says targeted dozens of businesses and agencies, including space agency NASA. The men are allegedly part of an elite hacking group believed to have affiliations with Chinese intelligence. Opposition Legal Affairs spokesman Mark Dreyfus has urged Australians to be vigilant.
Of course, it's important to note that although this threat has been attributed to China, there are many other actors. This is something that has been made clear by Australian security agencies now for some time. We have to be ever vigilant against the cyber threat, of which the reports today are an example.
A fourth person has drowned at a beach on the New South Wales mid-north coast in less than a week. The 60-year-old Swiss national got into trouble at Moonee Beach, north of Coffs Harbour, just after midday and was pulled from the water unconscious. Police will prepare a report for the coroner. US Defence Secretary Jim Mattis has abruptly said he's quitting after falling out with President Donald Trump over his foreign policies. It comes one day after Mr. Trump decided to pull all US troops out of Syria. Mr. Mattis announced plans to resign after a face-to-face meeting with the president, in which they aired their differences. The retired Marine Corps general has been known as a stabilising force in President Trump's cabinet. The leader of the Democrats in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, says she's shocked.
Shaken by the news because of the patriot that General Secretary Mattis is, I think that everybody in the country should read his letter of resignation. It's a letter of great patriotism, great respect for the president, but also a statement of his values, where he talks about the strength of our nation is intrinsically linked to the strength of unique and comprehensive system of alliances that we have.
Bangladesh's cricket board has banned former Australian skipper Steve Smith from playing in the Bangladesh Premier League 2020 tournament after some franchises objected to his inclusion. Teammate and fellow ball tamperer David Warner will play in the tournament. Smith and Warner continue to serve their 12-month bans for their roles in the South Africa ball tampering scandal. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 39. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 24. A shower or two clearing in Melbourne, 19. Hobart, cloudy and 19. Canberra, a shower or two, 21. Wollongong also showers and 20. Similar conditions in Sydney, 22. Much the same in Newcastle, 22. Brisbane showers, a possible storm, 32. Cairns, a possible shower, 35. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.